Welcome to the online version of Aroma 2021. Now the theme this year was Emerging Stronger, and I asked a friend of mine, Pastor Vicky Lloyd from Victory Outreach in Manchester, if she would share a word for us out at the Vine. So here she is in the pre-recorded version that we all watched in person the other day, but I'd love you to re-watch or watch it again for the first time in your home. So I'm just praying that God's really going to speak to you.
I just want to thank Pastor Jane and Pastor Alex for inviting me and the team there at Aroma. And what an amazing title that this conference has, which is Emerging Stronger. It was interesting that this title was very, very similar to what I have been speaking out for this year, that we are going to come out of this season stronger than we've ever been before. So when Jane got in contact with me and said the title is Emerging Stronger, do you know what? Something within me just went, woo, and bear witness to what God is going to do. So buckle up. Let's prepare ourselves, because I believe that the Lord has a message for you, and I know that he's been ministering to me. So let's pray today. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I just thank you, Holy Spirit, for every woman that is represented here at this conference. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that even though it is online, that Father, there is no boundaries to your spirit and to your anointing. And Lord, let your anointing be released with your words, with your revelation, with your understanding, God. Be in the center of this conference. Be in the center of our lives, for we need you, God. I give you free reign to do what only you can do. Oh, minister, Holy Ghost, in this place, in the name of Jesus. And everybody says amen and amen. And I'm just going to talk from a place of what we need to do to emerge stronger. And it doesn't just happen naturally. It is something that we have to be aware of. And as we prepare, I am just getting my iPad up and running. As we prepare, I studied a little bit into emerging and the words emerging. And these are the things that came up. And it said emerging is a word that means growing, developing, something new, and innovation. And the word stronger means steadfastness, stability. It conjures up a picture. You know when someone says, oh, a strong marriage, or a strong family, or a strong man, or a strong woman. It's somebody that's stable, reliable, consistent. And so I believe that God, they're the qualities that God is looking for as we move through this season. And I'm going to use a few parallels today. I'm going to be vulnerable with you as to what I've been through. I'm also going to use Peter as my parallel, because he's one of my favorite people in the Bible. And then also I want you to put yourself in line with that. So Peter, Vicky, and yourself, and then overarching is the Lord. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of a backstory as to why I'm speaking this message today. And the backstory is about 18 months ago, I think I shared with you before, is we went through a very turbulent time as a church and also personally. And I also want to say to you, whenever God is doing something personal, he's always doing something corporately. It's always joined to the body and to the kingdom. So never think that you're going through something and it's an isolated case. God is always doing something. And one of the things that is a subheading to this message is I want you to be very aware of, when we're speaking about the parallels, I want you to be very aware of the intervals that God uses. I believe that in this time, this pandemic, what is happening worldwide is a worldwide interval where the Lord Jesus Christ has set up a stage where the earth is his footstool. You see, we may have been shocked by this pandemic, but I know that God was not shocked. I know he foreknew, he foresaw exactly what he was doing. And so therefore, if the producer, if the director, if the architect foreknew, then behind the scenes in the interval period, when the curtain is shut, where we are worldwide, the curtain is shut. When there's an interval, he is moving scenes around. He is preparing his people. He is orchestrating atmospheres. He is organizing things for when that curtain opens, that interval is over. You may feel like that you have been in chaos. You may feel like that it has been a time of uncertainty and loss. And you are not alone when you feel that way. I have felt this same way. I have felt the uncertainty. I have felt my faith being shaken. But we have to know that God works in intervals. He works in times when he shuts the curtain, when everything's gone quiet, when people are unsure what's going on, or he's about to open his curtain again. He's about to open the curtains and the scene will be different. The people will be different. The atmosphere will be different because he is the producer. He is the director. He is the one that has been working. But the thing is, women, have you been allowing him to work in you? Have I been allowing him to work in me? You see, in Peter's life, Peter could have done many different things. When the enemy said that he was going to be sifted as wheat. You see, the thing is this season has caused us to be sifted as wheat. You know, I received two words last year and I'm going to speak them to you today. One of them was before the pandemic and the Lord said to me, are you ready for the new thing I'm about to do? And I was like, yeah, I think I'm ready, Lord. Previous to that, we'd been through an investigation where we'd lost probably 7 people through death. And I'm sure there's people here today at the conference that you have felt grief. And when that shaking happens, when those things that we thought were normal, what those things that we depend on, those things that cause us to bring security, when those things are shaken or taken away, we can feel all over the place. And I believe that when God allowed the enemy to sift Peter as wheat, that's the thing we have to remember, is God is sovereign. He's the ruler. He's the governor. And if the enemy has allowed, is done something, you have to remember that God has allowed it. And if God has allowed it, then there is something that he wants to bring out of you and me. And the second word I received, which was probably the worst word I've ever had, was that he said to me and Paul, the enemy has asked to sift you as wheat, but I've prayed for you, that you will come out and that your faith will not fail and that you will go on to strengthen your brothers and your sisters. And I'm not saying I'm there yet. I'm not saying I'm through this season, but the last 2 to 3 years has been the most difficult time in our lives. It has been a time where my faith has been almost agitated to overflow. And you know, the interesting thing about sifting is that's actually what it means in Greek. It means to agitate to a place where you feel your faith is going to be overthrown. When you're sifted, you're shaken, you're moved. Anything that can be shaken will be shaken. And that season that we have been through is anything that could have been shaken has been shaken. And what was shaken off was the hard shell. And in Peter's life, it was the hard shell that Jesus was trying to get to. You see, Peter was very self-confident. He was very self-reliant. And what God was wanting to do is he was wanting to bring him to a place of complete reliance upon God. You see, the word broken actually means in Greek to be complete. You see, sometimes the very weakest place that we feel we're at is actually the strongest place you're ever going to be, because that's the place where he can come in and say, now the stage is set for me. Now you're out of the way. Now you have moved so I can step in. And that's going back to the intervals. The intervals in our life are so crucial, what happens behind the curtain. You see, the curtain is your inner being. The curtain is your response. The curtain is what you do day in and day out. You see, because if God has allowed things in our lives corporately and also personally, there is a purpose in it. And your responsibility is to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Your pastors, your parents, whoever it may be, your workplace, your university, is not responsible for your salvation to work it out. For we are responsible to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And so behind that curtain, behind that veil, within that inner place, is the place where God starts to do that deep work. What has he done in this year with you? I know what he's been doing with me. I know that everything I ever thought, every expectation, every almost success, if you can call it that, was smashed to the floor. Everything I thought I was, everything I thought I was going to be, was taken. And I believe, as I run parallel with my friend Peter, I run parallel with him. And when he said those words to Jesus, he said, where can I go, Lord? For you have the words of eternal life. And in the next breath, he was denying his Lord. But I want to say to you that every one of us will come to that place. If you haven't already come to that place, I'm afraid to say this to you today, that you will come to a place where everything you depended on or you thought you were will fall to the ground. And that is the very place where the Lord comes in. And I want to say to you, there are a few things that you need to be very mindful of when you've come to that place of overthrow of your faith. I want to say there was a few things that Peter did which told me that behind the curtains, he was doing something. He was allowing the change in him. One of the things was when he denied Christ and he watched his Savior from afar be crucified. Do you know what he did? He stayed close. He stayed close. He stayed and he watched. He messed up. He felt a failure. He felt weak. He felt embarrassed. He felt ashamed. He didn't feel like he had any place, but yet he stayed close to his Lord. He stayed and watched. And then when it was in the tomb, he was one of the first ones to run to the tomb. Oh yes, John got there before him, but he was running behind. He was there and it was Mary. She appeared to him. Why did she appear to him? She felt comfortable with him. It was crucial that he was close by. The other thing I want to say to you, in the time where your faith feels like it's been overthrown and sifted and shaken, is that when Jesus called for him, he came. He said, Peter, come here and have some fish with me. And Peter was right there. Previously, he jumped out of the boat. I love that. That's the sort of thing I would do. Yes, I'm here. Come on, let's do this. And sunk. He came. And Jesus started to dialogue with them. You see, when you've been through some really difficult times, weak places, you need to be open to what the Holy Spirit, what Jesus wants to say to you, because what he's going to say to you is going to hurt. You see, you need to receive the truth, because the truth will set you free. You see, before the hard shell wouldn't allow you to, before the hard shell and everything you depended upon was stopping you from actually receiving the very thing that would set you free. He said to Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my lambs. Do you love me? And Peter was going, yeah, Lord, you know I love you. I messed up. I'm so sorry. You know I love you. And I think he was getting to a really key thing here. You see, for Peter to be the one, the rock, the one that was going to be used in the way he was used, you see, he had to be changed. You see, we can't do ministry based upon feelings and sentiment. Many people will leave the Lord. Why? Because they get offended. The Bible talks about it. And what he was trying to say to Peter is, listen, Peter, the way you've done ministry up until this time was based upon reaction, based upon emotion, and based upon sentiment. You were competitive. It was positional. It was about what John was doing. He said, but I'm bringing you into a new place. And it's a place where it's agape love. And agape love just gives. It's spiritual. It's a love that's not conditional. And he was saying to Peter between the lines, listen, for you to go on for the next 60 plus years, you're not going to be able to do things in the way you did them. You see, because it's not your strength. He says, it's my strength in your weakness that is going to enable you to do great exploits, because you know your God. So wipe your mouth. Receive my truth. Draw a line under the past and step into the new. For I have great things for you. And I believe, Peter, I believe at that point of being reinstated, do you know how he must have felt to actually be brought back to Jesus at that point? Have you ever felt to the point of failure and shame and not wanting to even turn up? I have. It's like the walk of shame. You know, you walk in and you walk and you think, oh God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to face these people anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I can't. And he says, daughter, lift up your head. Lift it up. I'm with you. I'm with you. One foot, one step. I'm with you. And I believe with Peter, he lifted his chin and he says, I love you. I was waiting for you to come to this place. I saw it all. I even allowed the enemy to smash you to pieces so you could really see who you were. And now we can really do ministry. And for some of us, that's a really hard place to be. You see, God's not asked us to be successful. He's asked us to be faithful. And I do think that sometimes things have come in from the world and started to infiltrate the church. Women, we're called to be faithful. And it's through the struggle and it's through the intervals. And it's through the chaos, and it's through being sifted, and it's through suffering, and it's through when nothing is going the way you thought it would, in the timeline you thought it would go. It's in those times where behind the veil, you go to your Father and you speak to him face to face. And he can start to speak truth about our future. And I want to say to you today that the Lord has brought each one of us to this place. And I have a declaration. It's a prophetic declaration. And there's a real anointing upon this. And you know what the Lord said to me? He said, you tell those women to do the same thing. You know the other thing he showed me in prayer? Well, there's many of you that are offended. Many of you that have become apathetic. And you're in good company, because it happened to us all, where you've reflected upon your life as to what have I actually been doing. And I want to declare these words to you, just like God declared them to me when I was storming through the forest one day, shouting about how I can't do this anymore. It's too painful. The wounds, the stabs, the disappointments. And the Lord said this to me, and I'm going to declare it to you. Make a decision for the Lord is going to help you. Make a decision. Step in. This season's going to be different, and I'm going to grace you. Now, you may just think their words. You know what happened to me when the Spirit of God said them to me? I felt it just go in me. I thought, I can't. He said, you can. Draw a line. Make a decision. Your brain, get a hold of this. Step in. It's going to be a physical decision, church. He says, I'm going to grace you. My goodness, if we've not got the grace of God, forget it. If he's going to grace you, we can do it. And then he said this really key thing. This season is going to be different. And I declare that to you today. Under the Lord's direction, this season is going to be different. Stand with me today. Let's just spend a few moments with the Lord. You know, he's faithful. You know, he's still small voice. Morning by morning, I lay my request before my Father, and I wait for his reply. You see, the curtains are drawn, and the scene, the set is being changed worldwide. I believe we're being set up for the biggest revival this world has ever seen. And Jesus, he's shut the curtains. Feels chaotic. Feels all over the place. But it may seem a mess to you, but it's not a mess to him. And then he also has a curtain he's drawn on your life. What are you allowing him to do in that time? I know for me, I've had to make some really tough decisions with him. But I've come to a place to accept those things I cannot change. And I've asked God for the courage to go forward. It's a new season. It's a new day. Do what's in front of you. Do what's in front of you. You see, God is raising up a new, whole new remnant of people. Now is the time for you to step into the stage. There's room for you. He's been preparing you. I know he has. And some of you older people, older women, it's okay. You know, maybe you need to be a coach now. Maybe you need to be a disciple. Maybe you need to take a sidestep, not from God's will, but the way you've been doing things. We need to disciple these younger generation that are coming up into the stage, into the set, into the environment, and allow our wisdom and pass it for the mantle. See, there's a place for all of us, no matter where we've come from. You see, God has all of us in the palm of his hand. And he doesn't have favorites. He loves us all the same, but he loves us differently because we're individuals. So when God opens that curtain, women, where are you going to be? On the stage. Where are you going to be standing? Or are you going to be out the fire exit? Or are you going to be positioned ready for what he has for you? Father, in Jesus' name, I honor you. I praise you. I love you. And I trust you. And Father, I just really pray for these women right now. For any one of them that has been offended right now. Lord, I just ask them that wherever you are, if you're in your front room and you're watching this, or you're watching it in the building at the Vine Christian Center, whatever it is, I want you to stand. If you have had offense in your heart and that has caused you to stop hearing, to stop seeing, and to stop responding, then I want you to come forward. I want you to stand, and I want you to come and respond to him. And lift up your hands and just say, I'm sorry. Come and give me a new heart. Put a right spirit within me. Please, God, don't take me from your presence. Please, I don't want to miss your will. Speak to him now. Speak to him. He's right here. He's right here. He's ministering angels. His warring angels are here. And he's touching you right now. His Holy Spirit has no bounds to online. We're a body. He's coming and he's healing and he's restoring. But your head, hand on your head. And then say these words after me. I make a decision. I step in to the new thing. I trust you're going to grace me. And I know this season is going to be different. Declare it out, women. Declare it out. Get your mind under submission. Every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we bring you low. Every offense, let the river of the Holy Spirit just wash. Wash through your inner being. Wash through your heart. Every callous shell, every hurt, every loss, every disappointment, every failure, every shame, everything now. Blow, wind of God. Ruach, breath of God. Blow. Oh, he's blowing upon every heart and every woman. And now give him that opportunity to whisper truth. You know what? Be open to what he's saying. Be open to what he's saying. Truth will set you free. He says, respond, respond, repent and respond. Do not be afraid. He says, do not be afraid, for I go before you. Though the scene is different, the people may look different, but I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you. You're center stage for me. You. I'm looking at you. Your heart. You're important to me. And I love you. I'm looking for you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that we are center stage for you. Thank you, Lord, for the new thing that you are doing, God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your counsel and for your comfort. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. God bless you so much. And I really hope that we can be in person and we can see each other, that we can hug. I'm so grateful for you all there. And my love to Pastor Jane and Pastor Alex. God bless you today.